you know, you bring in stuff that's just a sketch or whatever, and then Jody and Brian come in and start throwing ideas around with us, and a song can totally be transformed in, you know, like a half an hour.
Each member of Fountains of Wayne might have a different role, but together, the team of four has maintained a stronghold on power pop songcraft for over a decade. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. A Best New Artist nomination at the 2003 Grammys was a little confusing and amusing to longtime fans of Fountains of Wayne, especially since some had followed the band even before its 1996 debut. But seeing songwriters Adam Schlesinger and Chris Collingwood get their due as masters of pop music wasn't something to dispute. Now, repeating success is one of the great trials of the music business, but when host Claudia Marshall welcomed Fountains of Wayne to FUV, she found out that making the album Traffic and Weather was just more the norm and what this band does best.
Was there at all sort of the pressure to sit down and write another Welcome Interstate Managers? Did you start writing and go, oh, God, I have to write another Stacey's Mom?
Not really. I mean, we kind of just made this record the same way we've made all of them. Just wait until we have a bunch of songs we're feeling good about and just bring them in and record them. I mean, that last record was a hit by our standards, but I think by the standards of the international corporations that control the music business, it was still not in the league of something that's going to, you know, pay everybody's salary. So we didn't really feel pressure from that end.
There's fire in the canyon, rain on the plain, and an eerie kind of sadness. Highway today, was it traveling together that drove us apart? Or did we change direction, chasing arrows and hearts? We've been wandering alone such a long time. We lose our ways, we go town to town. Leave us to be born into a path straight and narrow. On every crooked road we travel down.
I just can't get over the fact that you guys live in separate cities and write the songs separately, and then you come together and make this band work. How do you share the credits on the records?
We just put both our names on all the songs.
Because,
you know, we never really wanted to turn it into a thing of people comparing the two of us. It's more just the band having an identity and a sound, I think, that's important. You know, also, I think that we both write for the band because, you know, the band's been around a while and Chris and I played music together for a long time, even before Fountains of Wayne. So if we were writing for other things, it might not be the same kind of songs, but thematically we have a sense of what we like to do with this band.
Seth Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. Says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom.
Performing the tune Someone to Love live at WFUV. You can find this and other in-studio interviews in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.